I'm a chief inspector with the Asset Forfeiture Division for the U.S. Marshals Service. So today you're on the defendant's primary residence here in Dixon, Illinois, and it represents about 6 acres of land. And she did at one time have horses here. Most of her horses, of course, were housed at the Red Brick Road property, but there were also horses housed here, and you'll see some of the stables as well as some of the land that was used for that purpose. Behind you is a small building that consisted of a dog kennel. You will see that the dog kennel was air-conditioned in the summer and was heated in the winter, and you'll have access to that. And then behind me is the defendant's residence, and it does have all the personal property in it that is being sold through the online auction that closes tomorrow night, and you will see a lot of that. And so any questions that I can answer?
What are some of the things you expect to be the highest bid assets inside?
Well, what you'll see inside is the baby grand piano that the defendant owned. That's a relatively high dollar asset. You'll see a grandfather clock, and you'll see some of the more unique furniture that she purchased, some of the more custom furniture that was purchased from around the country at different horse shows, very much of a Western theme. But the high ticket items in the house will likely be the baby grand piano and the grandfather clock.
All this purchased with money stolen from Dixon?
Presumably. That is what I understand the defendant has admitted to in her guilty plea.
Jason, how would you describe the home and the lifestyle that she was living here?
Well, I think what you're going to see is that it was a rather lavish lifestyle, as has been widely reported. You're going to see an in-the-ground pool in this property. And so while I understand the city of Dixon was closing its pools because they couldn't afford to operate them, the defendant built a pool complete with a sauna, which you will see soon see. So, again, the custom furniture in the home, the way the home was constructed, money was not spared in constructing and completing it.
And as far as you know, the only person who lived here was Rita and her dogs and maybe her boyfriend sometimes?
That is my understanding.
How much of the stolen money do you hope to recoup by way of this auction and the other asset forfeiture procedures?
Sure. Well, our goal, of course, is to try to recoup as much as possible. Now, going into this, we all recognize that we would not be able to recoup the more than $53 million that was stolen. So, you know, today we've recouped about $7.4 million. You know, our goal is to recoup several million more. I think if you look at the website, just with the online auctions that's going on today, you will see that those websites have been hit hundreds of thousands of times. Will people get bargains? Inevitably, I expect so. But, you know, much of the money will not be recoverable. And that's not unusual in a fraud case. You know, over 21 years, there were a lot of consumables that money was spent on. And unfortunately, we will not be able to recover that. But certainly any asset that we can identify that has value, we will pursue.
And will it go back to the people of Dixon?
Those decisions will be made by the court. We've been instructed by the court to place all money that we do recover in an escrow account, and it will stay in that escrow account pending further order of the court, but we will make it available for restitution.
So is it fair again to say that everything that we're about to see is the proceeds of crime?
That is what I understand the defendant has admitted to.
I
don't know that in this community you often walk into homes and see a baby grand piano in the living room. You will see that today.
Do you know how long she had been living here?
That I don't know. This property is all a part of the family estate. And so the house behind me, the gray home, was the old family home that she grew up in. It was her parents' home. And this land and all the other property that she owned was part of the family estate.
How does this scene and what we're about to see compare to some of the other kinds of cases that you've done? How big is this in this case?
You know, $53 million is a lot of money. I mean, as I understand it, this case has been documented as the single largest municipal fraud in U.S. history. Most people would think that something like this might go on in New York or Chicago or a large major metropolitan city. I think what's unique about this case is where it occurred, in a small community of 15,000 people in a concentrated area. And You know, I think that's what makes this case somewhat unique. As far as its uniqueness with other cases that we've dealt with, you know, we managed the Madoff case in New York, you know, much, much more grandeur, many, many more assets, much greater loss. So, you know, again, this is unique because of its location.